This is the beginning of a two-part exercise, a spoken introduction to a rather large subject and topic, which I have titled Evolution, Spiritual Realization, and Function. Now, I'm speaking about the real. An impossibility to experience that which is real through talking about it or through listening to it. Yet here you are placing yourself toward this experience of listening, and if it is ever transcribed, you will have the option to read. And so a question becomes, if one can't experience the real through just listening about it, and if talking about it doesn't convey it, what good is it? And this point of this question is that it should be examined, not just spoken about, not just heard, but rather examine what it takes for you to experience that which is real and know and go on from there living that life, fulfilling itself, developing your own capacities and abilities to experience, know, sense, feel, to remember, function again, and be what you are. Now, if you can't do that, then there's no reason for you to be exploring the process in the first place, because then you're going to be stuck in a limited approach, going around in circles, listening to someone talk about something. Now, this first part of the introduction is, some would call it, rather dry. The second part, I would call rather wet. That is, it's soft and fluid, whereas this is more harsh and hard. And so, if you're attracted to this first, more intellectual approach and kind, then you may feel that the other, the softer, more fluid, watery portion of the introduction is not to your liking. In that case, you eliminate yourself from the guidance and teachings and benefit of it. And there's a reason for the balance of these two things. And yet, when we get to the second part, you may feel, oh, this is far too watery and floofrolish and feeling, and there's nothing that's said here, and it's reaching up into the high toward that. And if you do, and you dislike that portion, then you will know that you eliminate yourself from that potential and that possibility. It's the balance of the two in harmony when it's needed and applied correctly and approached correctly that may lead to point toward that which is real. So the speaking about something is that approach that points toward the real. And from this, as a result of your sincerity, attunement, work, recognition, paying attention, application, you may indeed progress. But this is only one portion, and this is an outer manner. And the real progression is of heart and breath and being. And so one reconnects, comes back to, generally, through assistance, that which one is in reality. speaking about something is good and valid, a reasonable method, only toward pointing you toward what's more real. And this is part of the aspect of guidance and assistance. But the more real aspect is a one of transmission. And that transmission doesn't need to be spoken. It can be conveyed through distance or presence, because the presence is not limited by space or time. And then when one is connected in heart and breath, intention, mind, doing, one finds that there is a movement of understanding, of consciousness, but even more than that, an opening of the door, utilizing somebody else as part of yourself to step toward that which includes you. You begin to get that taste and feeling and sense and knowing of it. Now this speaking about the real is like a person I knew once said, talking about enlightenment is like trying to scratch the itch in the foot through a shoe. It's at least one step removed. And then most times people will have socks, which further deadens the experience. But it's helpful for what it is. So we'll start here. Now, we recognize that we are alive, at least hopefully we do. But some people, many people, might even question that. Going beyond that, let's assume we are. And that as we look around the world and feel and sense and see things, most people limit themselves, limit their perception and understanding and experience to that world which is in front of their five senses. And yet a few, a lesser number, comparatively, feel that there is something more and they begin to explore that, or they may have experiences which point toward more real, more levels, more stages, a greater realm or realms, a touching and feeling that they've come from something else, that they are more than just this body. And then if they go further, they may find themselves involved with various teachings or groups or organizations or read certain things or have touches of experience which open doors to their own feeling that they are more, and the knowing grows within that. The spiritual path is a concentrated focus upon becoming again what one is, the highest one can, and in the course of that, in that re-becoming, which is nothing more than a remembering, there can be, and generally is, or are, the development of greater senses and abilities, consciousness, awareness, and functions on multiple levels. Now, these can be approached directly or indirectly. And there are many different processes for approaching and gaining greater abilities and understandings and functions on various levels. But they are not necessarily the end-all or be-all. They don't necessarily bring you to a state of realization, consciousness, remembering. That comes through the attunement of heart and breath and being, and then letting go of oneself as lesser, remembering the grandness and the greatness of which one is. And then an unfoldment takes place, normally and naturally, and abilities will come as needed and as appropriate. But they can be developed. And so in the course of many of the steps and stages in the spiritual growth of an individual, the person will gain different abilities and awarenesses. This is something that I'm going to address in the next general talk on communication. Communication with beings, we'll say, on other levels, but I would prefer to call it the greater communion of heart and breath, which includes that. And you'll get this pointed out to you a little bit more. But recognize and realize and remember and touch on and put into your consciousness that you are far, far more than just your body, just your awareness, just your approach to life, and more than the limited self that you think you are, and that you have far greater abilities than you're aware of. And much of the work is to help bring this out so that you can function to your capacity to assist you in this. Recognize that what you are is far greater than what you may perceive you are. Indeed, if we look at consciousness experiencing itself, we would say that it comes into this world and differentiates, and then at a time it forgets itself and gets attached to the limited, and then gets caught in cycles and circles and spirals of limitation, many of which are devoid of that which it truly is. But the real, the true, points itself out in this world of the untrue, so to speak. And from this comes the saying, the apparent is the bridge to the real. And so we point toward that in many different manners. You are far greater than what you are. When you embark upon the spiritual path and then you approach the conscious method or methods, ways of remembering, of realizing, becoming again that which you are. In order to do that, you must let go of that which you assume you are. And in the course of that also, you'll find greater awareness, functions, abilities, as I say. But most of these will develop naturally and normally. The point of the spiritual realization is not to experience all these levels and stages and steps just for what they are, but that these lead you not only back to yourself, but provide the opportunity for you then to fulfill what you need to do in this world. And that includes the development of greater harmony, love, joy, beauty, that is appreciated within this world, the conveyance of peace, the fulfillment of life itself, of knowing, appreciating, perceiving, becoming itself. And so these are some of the stages one will go through in the course of spiritual development. And in order to do this, while it is possible to approach it individually and without the assistance and guidance of one another one, it's like swimming upstream. It's like trying to cross an ocean that you don't even know what the ocean is like, and you aren't aware of how to go about it and go across. You're not aware of the dangers, the tribulations, the trials. You don't have the skills and abilities. Well, it can be crossed or sailed. And you don't know about boats or how to sail. What lies behind the island in front of you, what expanse of the ocean brings, what the currents will do. And so while it is not impossible, it's much more difficult than going with the captain who's made that journey and who knows the waters well, and can sail well, and swim, and speaks in the language that you need, not in some far-off tongue. So these are the ways and approaches, and what I'm going to do over the next series of talks and writings, if they ever get transcribed, is I'll touch on, point toward, some of these realities, some of these experiences that one can have. And hopefully out of them will point enough so that you can appreciate from experience, touching on that sense of being and knowing and feeling. And if you get to the point of knowing and experiencing enough, then you may be drawn to one who can actually assist you. When the time is correct, the guide will be there, can be there, will select, will make the choice of whether to accept you or not, if you are fortunate enough and have found that person. There are many other people who are false guides, who don't know what they're talking about through their own experience, but know the words. This is up to you to find these people, if you're going to. The one who can truly help you, they're out there. And part of the path and giving of information is to assist you in making determinations, decisions, ability to discern between the real and the unreal, at least to find, after you've worked on it enough, after you've worked on yourself enough, after you're ready to go forward, develop those capacities and abilities to learn, then you can go reasonably with the assistance of somebody else to make that next step. And that's the most important thing, to make that next step, no more and no less. Have the patience as needed to do so. In the course of these talks, we'll talk about and touch on some of the real, some of functioning, some of working in different areas, some things to look for, some things to watch out for. This is up to you to discern. And this is the first part of what I'd call the introduction. To the universal way, teachings, guidance, and understanding, experience. And here, as we move into the second portion, the quieter, softer, more feeling approach in this introduction, quiet down. Follow the breath. Sit quietly. Put aside the words. Go toward that feeling and sense. For this next section, the second portion of the introduction, is a taste, conveying a feeling, a sense, touching on the real. Relax and experience this. Something within. Feel. The talk is something as a meditation to be guided and filled.